On Friday, May 17th, the New York State Assembly held a public hearing in New York City on the issue of climate change, starting with the Climate and Community Protection Act. We first hear from Steve Englebright, the chair of the Assembly Environmental Committee, and then we hear from three activists, Citizens Climate Lobby, Union Concerned Scientists, and 350.org, New York City.
My name is Steve Englebright. I think the eyes of every citizen in the state is upon this issue, as it should be, they should be watching what we legislators are doing, and we should try to do this right. There's unquestionably a moment in the history of our species that we have just entered that we've never seen before, in terms of the percent of the atmosphere that is carbon dioxide. It is changing our climate. It is changing our ocean. It is changing our weather patterns. It threatens our way of life. And we still, we're told, have perhaps as much as 11 years to deal with it. Beyond that time, Katie bar the door, really be uncertain. So this is an important moment. The federal government, I think, has let us down. They not only are ignoring their climate scientists, they're firing them. They're not only doing that, they're actually attempting to ramp up the use of carbon-based fuels instead of understanding that that is suicidal. It will compromise our way of life as a state and a nation.
So the New York State Assembly is holding a hearing in Manhattan about the issue of climate change. We have a lot of speakers at the hearing. One of the first offerings here on the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network, Peter Savio, who is with the Citizens Climate Lobby. Peter, what are some of the messages you'll be delivering today to the state legislators?
Yeah, fundamentally, there's a real opportunity here to do something about clean energy that we haven't had this opportunity, this political momentum to do something meaningful for decades. And when we're looking at the inaction in Washington, D.C., now's the time to do what's necessary, do something pragmatic and get a bill centered around the CCPA passed this session, this year.
What are some of the provisions within the CCPA that you are most interested in?
One, we're interested in some early actions. We think that the bill has a number of goals that are out there a ways, and we think there are some immediate or near immediate wins that many other states have already taken. So that's in the areas of energy efficiency, codes and standards, utility work. It's also in the area of mass transit, electrifying mass transit. We also have a real opportunity to do something, again, in the near term about disadvantaged communities. And we shouldn't wait until we get further reports. Let's move as soon as the bill is passed.
Now, of course, the Citizens Climate Lobby is very well known as being supportive of a carbon tax. Any interest in trying to get New York State to enact some form of a carbon tax?
Absolutely. Our primary mission and history over 12 years with over 400 chapters across the country has been and continues to be effective, pragmatic, durable carbon fee and dividend. And on a federal level, we've got 37 co-sponsors now, and it's growing in momentum. In New York State, we think there's a real possibility to follow the CCPA, and we are particularly interested in and have been supporting for several years the Parker-Cahill bill. We think that's well aligned with the Citizen Climate Lobby's interests, that it's an economy-wide fee, it has a gradual increase, and it protects low and moderate income consumers.
This has been Peter Savio with the Citizens Climate Lobby. So the next person we catch up with is Dan Gotti, who's with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Dan, what are some of the points you'll be raising with the State Assembly on the climate bill today?
Hi. Well, you know, it's really exciting that New York is on the verge of such a monumentous decision here. You know, I've been working in Massachusetts for the past few years implementing our comprehensive climate statute, the Global Warming Solutions Act, which is kind of a similar structure to the CCPA. I co-chair the Transportation Committee, so I'm going to be advising the state today about how we can really reduce emissions from transportation, which, as you might know, is the largest source of pollution in New York, as it is in most states in the Northeast right now.
You know, some groups are certainly concerned that New York has not formally entered into the sort of regional process on trying to come up with a transportation solution with other states. How is that process coming? Do they have any specific proposal at this point that New York should be joining in?
Absolutely. You know, the Transportation and Climate Initiative is something I've been working on for years. It's a very exciting development. It's going to be, you know, it certainly seems like the states are moving towards a cap and invest policy similar to the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. New York was such a leader in putting the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative together. We really hope and expect that New York is going to be there with the other states of the Northeast. It certainly would be a shame if we have states like Pennsylvania and Virginia moving forward with a regional transportation climate policy and leaving New York behind. That can't happen. We know that New York needs to be a part of these regional conversations for sure.
2 years ago, the governor actually, I guess with the Georgetown Climate Change Center, came out and said he supported a regional gas tax. He has certainly backed away from that at this point. You know, what, for instance, would make sense, say, in terms of, you know, trying to do a sector-wide, industry-wide carbon tax?
Yeah, you know, I certainly do support carbon pricing in all forms. I think it's a really important part of how we get this done. You know, Governor Cuomo has been out there. You know, a few years back, he called for a national carbon market that would be economy-wide, that would, you know, bring together RGGI and the Western Climate Initiative. You know, he puts kind of those concepts out there, and then you don't necessarily see as much follow-through. But, you know, I think that Governor Cuomo knows that ultimately coming up with carbon pricing, market-based policies is really essential to be able to address the climate challenge.
And Dan, if people want to find out more information about Union Concerned Scientists and their climate policy, a good website?
Sure. UCSUSA.org is a great website. Also, we've just launched on the Transportation and Climate Initiative. If you look up Our Transportation Future, that can give you all sorts of information about this regional initiative.
Thank you. We are talking next with Rachel Goodall, who is with 350 NYC. You know, Rachel, what are some of the points that you'll be raising today to the legislature on climate change?
Mostly, I will be discussing the need for a faster timeline than what is currently proposed in the Climate and Community Protection Act. The CCPA has a goal of 2050 for New York to have a clean energy economy, and we know that 2050 is like the backstop for when the world needs to have a clean energy economy. So my basic point is that New York State, as one of the richest states in the most responsible nation for the climate crisis, needs to do way better than that, and we can do way better than that while creating jobs, protecting vulnerable communities, and really just leading the way.
And I know 350 NYC, among others, were, you know, fighting the Williams pipeline. What's your position in terms of, you know, should the state take more of action to stop, say, new fossil fuel infrastructure?
Oh, absolutely. Whatever legislation passes, we're saying that we need to move to a renewable energy future. So it's just counterintuitive to be allowing any new fossil fuel projects in the state that will basically lock us into decades of purchasing fossil fuels.
And I noticed one of the things that 350 NYC seems to be quite supportive of, I'm not sure the exact title, but the project drawdown concept. Can you talk a little bit about what the drawdown would do, or why you think that's an important thing for the state to look at?
Sure. So drawdown is a huge research project that they put out the 80 top solutions that already exist that can be scaled up worldwide to achieve a point where carbon emissions are declining in the atmosphere. And we think that's very important for elected officials to be aware of, because it discusses emissions from all sectors. And we as an organization have mostly focused on renewable energy and transitioning away from fossil fuels, but there are also huge climate impacts of materials, of land use, of food, and all of those things are vital for transitioning to our clean energy state.
And Rachel, if people want to find out more about 350 NYC, you have a website?
350nyc.org.
Rachel Goodall with 350 NYC.